This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We know the pandemic has affected essential workers, most of them low income, disproportionately. We know that in part because we see them. Grocery workers, delivery people, they are out there while many of the rest of us don't have to be. Some essential workers, though, we don't see. And in the story you're about to hear, hundreds of thousands of them. Workers on container and cargo ships moving everything from crude oil to consumer goods around the world, stuck on board ship, overworked and unable to go ashore because they are considered coronavirus risks. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
About a month ago, I connected with shipworker Raymond Seguin on Facebook. He messaged from China on board the grain transport ship he'd been working on as an engineer for 13 months straight. That's 5 months beyond his original contract. Now he's finally on his way home to the Philippines.
I'm in the airport right now.
Seguin is speaking Vancouver over Facebook, so the audio is not great. He says his crew first tried to get off this summer.
When we departed Brazil, our company promised us in Singapore we depart.
But when they got to Singapore, the crew change got called off.
And then when we arrived in China, they canceled it again.
Canceled due to pandemic risk. Singapore's Port Authority recently cited a resurgence of cases. So the crew steamed on to Canada, across the choppy waves of the Pacific.
Big waves, so you cannot sleep because your things is falling down.
Oh, your bags are falling down or something?
When the ship is rolling, your bags is also rolling.
By then, he says he was tired and mentally stressed, missing his wife and his 11-year-old daughter. And that's when Seguin messaged officials at the union representing global shipworkers. It's called the International Transport Workers Federation, or ITF.
And then ITF sent email to our office and then they arranged our repatriation.
Repatriation home through Vancouver. There, ITF coordinator Peter LaHaye was working the case, lobbying the port to let workers off and pressuring the ship owner.
We sent them a fairly strong email that said things like, there are pathways home from Canada. They have a right to go home.
We emailed the vessel owner, Transmed Shipping in Greece, but didn't hear back. LaHaye says some shipping companies actually don't want to fly crew members home.
It costs a lot of money. What they're doing is just making excuses, saying it's too hard. Don't you know there's a pandemic on?
Right now, some 400,000 shipworkers remain stuck at sea. Christian de Bukelaig was one of them, a college professor in Australia. He joined a crew on the Atlantic as a trainee this spring to do some field work on the shipping industry. But when COVID-19 broke out, his three-week tour grew to 5 months.
Everyone deals with the uncertainty and the stress very differently. Some people really retreated into themselves. Others became quite a bit more emotional. Others really needed mutual support.
De Bukelaig says one of the strangest moments was coming ashore to pandemic lockdown.
If you've been at sea for over a year, then when you left, none of this was around. Your country was a completely different place. You've probably had extremely limited contact with family and friends. Some of them who may have fallen sick or who may have even died from the virus.
Now, with COVID cases rising again, governments make it stricter with crew members getting off. Transportation consultant Paul Bingham at IHS Markit says the problem is seafarers have no real advocates beyond their union because hardly anyone sees what they do.
Their invisibility out on the oceans makes it very difficult to understand just how important they are as the, you know, heroes of keeping commerce happening, moving essential PPE during the crisis.
Welcome to Air Canada Flight 63 to Seoul.
Back in Vancouver, engineer Raymond Seguin says he's relieved, about to fly home after more than 400 days at sea.
Now we are in airport. We are taking pictures.
After you go home and rest, will you look for work on a ship again?
Yeah, because I'm already 10 years. Working on the ship.
Seafaring, he says, is the only job he can get. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.